This train is for Liverpool Central. The next station is...
This is a podcast from Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Recorded live by Tankville Studios and Fallen Industries.
Hello, we are back. It is the August edition of the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast, your monthly guide to everything going on in Merseyside music-wise. And what a show we've got for you. My name's Jay Hind. We are jam-packed with amazing music, lots of amazing gig news, tons coming up in this month's edition, so thank you for checking us out. In fact, it's a bit of a special one this month. We're building up to the Liverpool International Music Festival. It's all happening, the Lymph Summer Jam, at the end of August, August Bank Holiday in Sefton Park. It's going to be sunny, it's going to be amazing, lots of great music, and we're going to be getting you excited during this podcast. We have got one of the Lymph Academy artists for this year, in my opinion, one of the best on there. His name is Tom Moorcroft. You might have heard of him. He's going to be in session. We're going to be chatting to him. He's one of the emerging local artists who've been handpicked by Lymph 2015, and we're going to be enjoying some exclusive live music and finding out what he's got to come when he performs at Sefton Park at the end of the month. Plus, he's got a great flap cap. So we'll find out more about that very soon. As well, we've got a big competition. If you want to go to the Lymph Commissions, lots of great events around the festival in Sefton Park. I'll give you details on that very soon. Some really good stuff happening. You could be there. We got some tickets to give away. Details on that coming up as well. Some of the best music you could want to listen to. We got Paddy Clegg on the way, John Joseph Brill, a great band called Luna, and a very young artist called Lewis Maxwell. He's fantastic. We're going to showcase his talent very soon. But right now, let's start as we mean to go on. Let's get some good tunes on. Paddy Clegg, this is the name of our next artist. You might have heard of him. He's amazing live. And you might have caught him at a festival. He's played Farm Feast. He plays River Fest. He's done lots this summer. He's part of Lymph Academy 2015. He's going to be there in Sefton Park. And this is his new tune. Let's get by.
1, 2, 3.
Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Planning on heading out to a live gig this month? Get there by train.
It certainly is. It's the Merseywell Sound Station podcast. My name is Jay Hine. Thank you for checking us out. We are 8 podcasts in now. It's the August edition. Time flies when you're having fun. What a year so far in the world of music in Merseyside, and it's about to get a whole lot better. August Bank Holiday, Sefton Park. We're talking Lymph 2015. And that man is going to be there performing as part of the Lymph Academy. His name's Paddy Clegg. Please check him out at the Palm House at Sefton Park. So another artist who's going to be joining Paddy is a guy called Lewis Maxwell. He's only 15 years old. What a talent this lad has got. He's amazing. Now, you might remember last month we told you about an upload day we were hosting at Central Station. We'd done it in conjunction with Liverpool Calling on the 25th of July. Basically, it was an opportunity for emerging artists to come along and have some help uploading an entry for the Merseywell Sound Station Prize 2015. And we said that we'd be handpicking one of them artists who uploaded on that day, and one of them artists would win a spot at the Lymph Summer Jam. Well, Lewis Maxwell blew us away. So it's got to go to Lewis. He's going to be performing at Sefton Park. It was a great day down there. Scores of artists uploading their tracks, and one of them was Lewis. He knocked us out, just 15 years old. So he's going to be there playing alongside the likes of Basement Jacks, Echo and the Bunnymen, Space, Labyrinth, Huge Bill, and Lewis will be alongside them all. So make sure you check it out. And to give you a little taster as to what he's all about, let's get one of his tracks on. This is Lewis Maxwell on the Sound Station podcast. It's Boom Boom.
Making my way along the cobble path, running just to get there fast. Just a chance of a smile will satisfy me. Nervous glances and awkward stances give me a sign. I take my chances, but in my heart I know it'll never be. 'Cause you made my heart go wild. Made my heart go wild, 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 wild. You made my heart go wild. You made my heart go wild, 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 wild. Boom, boom, sound of my heartbeat. Boom, boom, sound of my soul scream. Boom, boom, the love you can't give me. Boom, boom, set me free. Boom, boom, sound of my heartbeat. Boom, boom, sound of my soul scream. Boom, boom, the love you can't give me. Boom, boom, set me free. You shine your little drop there gorgeous. I'm putting myself with some endless torches. Need to learn that we will never be. In my head I say I love you 1,000 times, and you say you do. Kidding myself with love, it's a one way street. 'Cause you made my heart go wild. Made my heart go wild, 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 wild. You made my heart go wild. Made my heart go wild, 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 wild. Boom, boom, sound of my heartbeat. Boom, boom, sound of my soul scream. Boom, boom, the love you can't give me. Boom, boom, you set me free.
You're listening to Merseyrail Sound Station. Check out MerseyrailSoundStation.com for exclusive videos and photographs from this month's live session.
So that is what this podcast is all about, showcasing brand new talent in Merseyside. And that is just phenomenal that that lad is only 15 years old. His name is Lewis Maxwell. That song is called Boom Boom, and you can check him out at the Lymph Summer Jam, Sefton Park this year. We uploaded his entry to the Merseywell Sound Station Prize, and he was phenomenal. So we had to get him to play Lymph. He's going to be there at the end of the month. So if you want to get involved in this prize, you can do. It's an opportunity to win a year of expert music industry mentoring. Performance slots at all the top summer festivals and recording time with our very own Michael Johnson right here at the amazing Tankfield Studios on the Wirral. As well as that, you'll win a free year of train travel on Merseyrail just to help you out with getting to all those gigs, all the band practices that you need. Now, to enter is simple. It's so, so easy. All you got to do, go along to one of our upload locations. Now, these are at various train stations across Merseyside. Liverpool Central, Liverpool South Parkway, Southport, Kirby, Wallasey Grove Road, Hoylake and Houghton Station. All you do when you get there, record a simple video of you performing an original song. We don't need all that techie video equipment, just you and a smartphone. Simple as that. You can even do it selfie style if you want. But you've got to be performing an original track. Then post that video along with a link to your SoundCloud, your Bandcamp or maybe your YouTube channel, wherever your music is online. Post that on the Merseyrail Sound Station Facebook wall. Simple as that. Once you've done it, you've entered. It could be you performing at our big Sound Station Prize Festival in November at Moorfields Station. Right, let's get back to the music. And this guy is superb. He's not local to Liverpool. He's from Shropshire, but he is an honorary Scouser. He's got a great song all about Liverpool. He's got two tunes for us now. He's in session with us. I'm going to be chatting to him in just a sec. His name is Tom Moorcroft.
Oh, take me deep diving in the coldest of sea. I love it just pining where the coral can breathe. It took 5 long years to drag these tears. You are all I see. Daisy. I've got a keen question, I won't ask it too soon. I can lather on canvas as you paint in your front room. It took 5 long years to drag these tears. You are all I see. For a bottle when I hear his sweet speak. It took 5 long years to drag these tears. You are all I see. Daisy. Back home.
Yes, it is the Merseywell Sound Station podcast with me, Jay Hine. Thanks for checking us out. Don't forget, get online. We've got a brand new website, our Facebook page and our Twitter feed as well. Lots of music news on there. And that was the amazing sound of Mr. Tom Moorcroft. He's all over the place. He's doing gigs aplenty. He's got his own night in the city, which is an open mic night. And of course, he's part of Lymph Academy 2015. Tom Moorcroft, tell us more about you and tell us about what tunes you're performing today and also what you are bringing to Lymph 2015.
Hello, Jay. As you said, my name is Tom Moorcroft. I'm a 24-year-old singer-songwriter from Shropshire, currently living and playing in Liverpool, and I'm in the middle of recording a new EP at the moment, which I will be crowdsourcing, and that will be fun. And I will indeed be playing at Lymph Festival this year on Monday 31st at 4:40 in the Palm House for the Summer Jam stage. The track that I have just played for you is called Daisy, and the next track I'm going to play is called Coming Up For Air. And what I'm hoping to bring to Lymph is a lot of music, a lot of energy, and a tiny little bit of humour along the way as well, if I can fit it in. So this is a song about mumblings, and it's called Coming Up For Air.
Eyes. Got a lot that's close to there. Struggled up post 1945. He was coming up for air. I'm picking on all your mumblings, a shiver with a quiver and a winder. Stay here, I'm watching your walls tumbling. Force fiend, foxes will wind up, pay hell. Wind up, pay hell. Got an uncle who has been inside. Got another who is torn. Straddled up post 1965. He was coming up for scorn. Oh, I'm picking on all your mumblings, a shiver with a quiver and a winder. Stay here, I'm watching your walls tumbling. Force beam foxes will wind up. Pay hell. Wind up, pay hell. Wind up, pay hell. He's coming up. Up for air. He's coming up. He's coming up. Up for air. Up for air. He's coming. He's coming. Up for air.
You're listening to Merseyrail Soundstation. Make sure you follow at MR Soundstation on Twitter and like Merseyrail Soundstation on Facebook for all Soundstation updates and the latest in Merseyside music.
Thank you for downloading, thanks for clicking, and thanks for getting involved with the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast, August edition. It's a Lymph special this week, and that, of course, was one of the guys who was handpicked by the Liverpool International Music Festival to be part of their 2015 Academy. His name is Tom Moorcroft. You can see him at Lymph, and thank you for getting involved today, Tom. But right now, from one super talent to another super talent, it's Mr. Craig Pennington.
Seamless, Jay.
It's seamless. See, I'm so good at this. So good at this. Not as sweaty as what you normally are. No bike riding today, no?
No, no. The first time I haven't worn my lycra for you, isn't it?
No,
first time for a while.
Devastated. Yeah. Craig Bennington from Bido Lito is with us. Busy time of year, Craig?
Yeah, it is. I mean, suppose you might think that the summer will be quite quiet for us, kind of like on the gig front, but obviously with so many summer festivals, it's buoyant. We're doing, you know, a lot of work with all the festivals, and then obviously working hard on the magazine every month. So yeah, busy, very much enjoying it at the moment as well, which is good.
There's been lots on the Beto Lito website lately, which I've been checking out. You've done videos with some of the Lymph Academy Most Ready artists. Mm. It's a great website,
really
well, as well as our website as well. Two really good kind of focal points for Merseyside music.
Yeah, it's a good resource. I mean, with the website, we really try and produce kind of different type of content that we do with the monthly magazine. I think it's important that those two things kind of exist in their own worlds. So yeah, we've done quite a few live sessions over the years on there, but the ones that we've done this year with the three Most Ready Lymph artists, including Amika, is one of my personal favourites, that they've been really, really good and were really well received. So yeah, it's always good to collaborate and produce some really cool kind of like music videos, which is great.
And there's a cool Luke Cassato and Michael Seary track, which I love on there, which
there
is quality. So talking Lymph, a couple of weeks away, it's the biggest free music festival in Europe, and it happens in Liverpool. That's huge.
Yeah, it is. You know what? I didn't realise until recently that it was the biggest free music festival in Europe. And yeah, it makes you realise the scale of it, I suppose, doesn't it, when you hear a stat like that? And I think the thing that's exciting and interesting me about the festival this year is just the breadth of the type of kind of things that they're doing, not just the kind of artists they're booking to play live shows, but the kind of the concept and the way it's been curated and the way that there's a theme running through it, and the breadth and quality and interest of the different commissions that they've done.
The theme is all about migration, music migration, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's the Liverpool New York event, and a lot of these are called the commissions, which are around the main kind of festival in Sefton Park, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah. I mean, there's one kind of specific event which we focused quite heavily on in the July edition of Beto Lito, but I'm really, really excited about, is an event which is basically all... It's celebrating the legacy of Gil Scott Heron, who is one of my favourite artists and basically one of the founding kind of forefathers of hip-hop, who was a, you know, political activist. He was an academic. He was an amazing musician. He was just a bit of a spokesman for a generation, really. But there's an event at St. George's Hall, which takes place on the 27th of August, and it's essentially kind of celebrating his legacy and his impact, but very, very strongly kind of drawing on the experience of a Liverpool artist called Malik. His group Malik and the OGs are playing. Fabulously kind of uplifting, interesting story, and I'd encourage people to have a read of the magazine to get it in full detail. But essentially, Malik met Gil when Gil played in Liverpool. This is kind of back end of the 70s and the early 80s, when there was a lot of kind of like civil political unrest in the city, which mirrored a lot of what was going on in New York and in the States. And Malik went to a Gil Scott Heron show and kind of met him and started sharing those experiences, and essentially Gil kind of like mentored him by the way through his life. He ended up going on tour with him all over the world, taught him to read and write, and it's an amazing, uplifting story. Like, Malik had spent time kind of like basically in kind of like young people's kind of like homes, institutions and stuff, and it was just like, it's an amazing kind of like example of how music and creativity can be used for such a positive influence on someone's life. And then this show is very much kind of the realisation of Gil's legacy through the eyes of Malik. There's some brilliant guests on there. People like The Christians are playing, Aswad, Craig Charles is involved. But we've got like Nelson Mandela's grandson and Gil Scott Heron's son, who are kind of like guests, like special guests for the event. So it should just be really, really interesting, a fabulous celebration, and with a real kind of human and local Liverpool kind of like angle to it as well. So yeah, I suppose what I've mentioned about the kind of the breadth and diversity of all the different things that are going on at the festival, that's just a really touching example.
And that's just one of them. There's tons more as well if you check out the Lymph. So what date is that one, Craig? St. George's Hall is the venue.
Yeah, the 27th of August, Thursday.
That is the Thursday of Lymph this year. We've also got coming up on stage in Sefton Park, well, one of the stages, celebrates Everton Liverpool. It's the Beto Lito stage, and it's back this year.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So obviously over the bank holiday weekend, there's a whole host of live music events going on in Sefton Park. There's the main stage with the likes of Basement Jackson, Labyrinth, and Neck and the Bunny Men with the orchestra, and all those kind of things. We've worked again with Get Into This to curate kind of some of the best emerging new Liverpool music, which is going to be showcased on the It's Liverpool stage. And I suppose we've kind of, I don't know, we took the opportunity to kind of maybe put on some of the artists that maybe wouldn't kind of get asked to do a main stage performance at a big summer festival in the park in Liverpool. So we've asked some of our kind of favourite, kind of off the wall, kind of esoteric kind of artists. We've got a guy called Easter Shields who's playing, who is a very interesting, abstract, kind of psychedelic kind of artist. They've also got Barbaros. People may be aware of them, may not be. They're basically like a three-piece lycra clad kind of noise outfit. Quite offensive. They're loud, they're noisy, they're boisterous.
Is that going to be okay at a family festival, Craig?
It'll be palatable. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll definitely pique people's attention. Right. But we want to just do things a little bit different and kind of show the breadth of the kind of artist. There's a band called Holy Thursday, who I know have done a live session for the Soundstation, Israel Soundstation podcast in the past. So yeah, you know, there's going to be a load of people in the park. There's going to be people celebrating everything brilliant about Liverpool. And we wanted to take the opportunity to kind of maybe put in some of the more kind of, you know, kind of like uglier sons and daughters of Liverpool's kind of music scene. And uglier kind of like creatively and metaphorically, not physically.
And the stage for this, the actual venue and location for this stage, is at the same place as last year.
Yeah. So
to me, that's the best spec in the whole of the festival.
Yeah,
I just think it's great where the stage is, and if the sunshine especially, it's proper park atmosphere, isn't it?
It's lovely the way it kind of the back of the field kind of rolls off down to the bandstand as well. And you've got like the kids kind of area and all the village and festival village going on next to it. It's lovely. It's really good. So fingers crossed, touch wood, that we get some half decent weather. And if we do, it'll be amazing.
It's going to be a good one. Looking forward to that. As well, something happening the following week is Above the Beaten Track, start of September.
Yeah.
We haven't got any lineup for this yet, but in your opinion, a great festival.
Yeah, the organisers are being a bit coy with the lineup,
which
is.
You've got the lineup?
I hope they have. It's definitely happening. Above the Beaten Track Festival happens at the Blue Coat in Liverpool City Centre each year. This year it's on the 5th of September. They basically put together a collection of some of the most exciting, kind of new and kind of established singer songwriters, folk, Americana, blues artists, and they play in and around the Blue Coat over the course of a full day. So they do shows in the courtyard at the Blue Coat, in the kind of the coffee shop area, and in the performance space upstairs. I've been the last couple of years. It's really, really enjoyable, free festival, and a great day. So they're doing that again on the 5th of September. So kind of watch this space. You know, keep tuned into their Facebook page.
I think they're just holding it back to like make a big statement about it.
I hope so. Really, I think good. So. Yeah, they will have.
Okay, who do you think? Come on.
I don't really want to put my neck on the line and predetermine their bill. But yeah, check it out.
Okay.
Keep your eyes peeled for the news from Above the Beaten Track.
Definitely. Yeah. 5th of September at the Blue Coat. Now, something away from music, but kind of linked with music, is something happening at the... Is it the Everyman or the Playhouse? Which one?
It's the Playhouse.
It's happening at the Playhouse.
Yeah.
And it's a play with a full musical score by someone very special.
Yeah. So it's a play called Narvik, and it's featuring, as you say, a full musical score by a Liverpool-based artist called Lizzie Nunnery, who is a folk artist who's been very successful with their recordings in the past. She's won BBC Folk Awards and various other things. And she's got quite a long established kind of link with writing for the stage, as well as writing as a performing artist in her own right. But I think this is one of the first times she's done a whole score for a whole production. And yeah, it's going to be taking place. We're going to be showing in September between the 8th and the 19th at the Playhouse, the new studio space that they got at Liverpool Playhouse. And I just think it's always very, very encouraging and satisfying and exciting to see artists kind of pressing themselves and pushing themselves to write for different forms. Lizzie's a fantastically talented musician and writer, and I think it'll be really interesting to see what she does with the score.
So, brilliant.
Okay. Yeah, looking forward to that one.
Now, something that I'm definitely going to, I think it's one of the best locations for a music gig now, since going to a couple of separate gigs, is a Loft Hotel.
Yeah.
And we've got the Bido Social there now, which happens every month.
So we're doing a run of three Bido Lito socials at a Loft. We've not done anything there ourselves before, but like yourself, I went to the All We Are show that they did there early in the year and really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
It's just it's a lovely room. You walk in and you kind of think, there can't be a gig in here because it does look so grand, but it really works.
Yeah, it does.
The sound in the room or something, it's a great venue.
It's a beautiful old building.
They sell nice beers as well, which is good.
They do sell nice beers. It does.
So tell us about the Bido Social. Who's on?
So we're doing the first one this month. So it's the 20th of August. And we've got Marvin Powell, who regular readers of Being Alita will know is featured heavily in our July edition. He's got a single out on Skeleton Key, which is the record label run by James from The Coral. So he's going to be headlining. We've also got Cavalier Song, who I'm pretty sure they've been played on this show. And Hazy Head, who are a little tiddly kind of Liverpool kind of garage kind of band who I've been a big fan of for ages, but they have been very, very reluctant to actually play any gigs and put any music out. I heard one of their early demos a couple of years ago, but gladly they're actually going to start doing some shows, and they've got an EP slated for an autumn release. So I'm very excited about seeing those live. So, and we're also going to have the Being Alita kind of mixtape. Also, as part of that event, we're going to be doing a kind of a Meet the Being Alita team kind of event from 6 o'clock. We're launching a new Bido internship, and that's an opportunity for people who might be interested in getting involved in Being Alita, looking at one of our internships, people who might want to kind of get on and looking at a career within kind of music or within music media or within the media more generally. That's a good opportunity to come, meet the team, talk to us about the internship and see if you might want to get involved. So we're doing that from 6 till 8
brilliant,
at a loft
brilliant.
And then the
social.
Well,
that in itself is a reason to go. That's a great little idea to meet the team and see if that is for you or whatever. And I bet you'll have loads there for that.
Yeah, it should be really busy. If you go to the Being Alita website, which is beedolito.co.uk, there's a link to an Eventbrite. You just need to, all the tickets for all that are free. Brilliant. You just need to register on the Eventbrite beforehand.
And then we've got the next one after that on the 22nd of September.
Yeah, well, we've got, there's one in September, as you say, and then there's one in October, the 22nd of October. There's a guy playing, so I go through these kind of, as you will very, very well know, these kind of like kind of musical crushes on certain artists from time to time. And I'm having one at the moment with a guy called John Joseph Brill. He released an EP a little bit earlier this year called Pieces, and I just love his voice. I think his voice is absolutely amazing and really interesting songwriter. And yeah, he's got this kind of, like, in a similar kind of way to like Mark Lanegan or the Crash Test Dummies, he's got this real deadpan baritone delivery. I love him. I think he's great. So it's a bit of a way off. It's not until the 22nd of October, but John Joseph Brill will be playing our Being Alita Social on that date.
Brilliant. So that's October. So put that in your diary as well as everything else there. Should we play a tune by him just to see why you love him so much?
Marvellous. I would love it if you would.
Okay. This is John Joseph Brill and Pieces on the Merseywell Sound Station podcast. Enjoy Craig's current crush. We'll see you, mate. We'll see you at Lymph, Being Alita stage, which is going to be incredible. And of course, the upload day as well. You can get to any of the stations whenever you can, really, to film and upload. But we've got our pop up tent at St Michael's during Lymph as well.
Cool.
Bill, Craig Pennington from Being Alita, thank you.
Fantastic. Cheers, Jay. So.
I can quickly forget, and so Sunday Times, you called me just to tell me your guilt, a stranger to your pride. As you began to speak, it really tore me to pieces. Don't go dying anytime soon, 'cause Charlie, I'm gonna marry you when we're old. When we're older. But for now, the only lessons that I seem to learn are the ones I can quickly forget. And so you still tear me to pieces. Don't go dying anytime soon, 'cause Charlie,
listening to Merseyrail Sound Station. Make sure you follow at MR Sound Station on Twitter and like Merseyrail Sound Station on Facebook for all Sound Station updates and the latest in Merseyside music.
I tell you what, you've got to give it to Mr. Craig Pennington. He certainly knows how to big up the talent. How good is he? John Joseph Brill. It's called Pieces, and Craig, as Craig said, his voice is just superb. So you can see him at a Loft Hotel on the 22nd of October at the Big Bido Lito Social. So with all this talk of Lymph, it would be a good idea to let you know what we'll be up to as part of the Lymph Summer Jam festivities. We're going to be pitching up at St. Michael's Station on Sunday 30th and Monday 31st with our Sound Station pop-up stage. We're going to be showcasing some of the most exciting new Merseyside music, and we might even have some extra special pop-up performances across the weekend. As always, we like to sneak them in. So keep tuned to our Facebook and Twitter channels for all the details on those. As well, we're going to have live music, special giveaways across both days. So jump off the train at St. Michael's, catch the show before heading up to Sefton Park via Lark Lane. It's only a 10-minute walk away, so really close to Lark Lane. Or even quicker, actually, with Bike and Go. Have you seen them? They're available at St. Michael's Station. You can take a bike from the station up to the park and pop it back again on your way back. Simple as that. And talking of Lymph again, we've got a huge competition. Now, there's commissions happening around the Liverpool International Music Festival. They happen every year, and they are always amazing. Really, really, really good nights. They're part of Lymph. Some are on separate nights, some are on separate days. But really, really important you get involved with this, because you could be there for free. So we're excited to announce a brand new competition to win tickets to one of the three commissions events which are happening around August Bank Holiday weekend. Now, for a chance of winning a pair of free tickets to see Roots Jukebox, the Record Producers Live, or Global Roots International Mixtape, simply get to the Merseyrail Sound Station Facebook page right now. All the details on there on how to enter. So get involved in that. You don't want to miss the commissions. They are always really, really special. Not only will we see you at Lymph, but also at Above the Beaten Track as well, which takes place at the Blue Coat on Saturday, 5th of September. We had a fantastic day there last year, and we can't wait for more of the same this year round, so check that out too. Right, nearly time for me to go. It's been a good one. Thanks for checking us out. We're going to leave you with a track from another one of the Lymph Academy 2015 crop. This is Luna, and it's an ambient electronic artist who draws inspiration from the likes of Kate Bush and Tori Amos. We can hear a dollop, a local starlet, Lapsley, in the mix as well. I think you'll get onto that. It's called Run, Run, Run.
enjoy. This is Luna. Have a great time at Lymph. We will see you in September for the Mersey Wales Sound Station podcast, and we'll see you on Sefton Park for the Lymph Summer Jam. Take care.
Here comes the tide, I will let it come for me. Push thoughts aside, why don't you come with me, come with me. Trees might one day come crashing down. Here is the sound of the mother calling you, calling you.
Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Follow us on Twitter at MR Sound Station and like us on Facebook. Get there by train.